Hello from the BBC. I'm Eleanor Smallwood with an update on the war in Ukraine. Reports from Ukraine say the Russian invaders have been slowly consolidating their hold of Severodonetsk. They now control about 70% of the eastern city, which has been the last major one in Ukrainian hands in the Luhansk region. British intelligence says the Ukrainians are likely to start withdrawing to better defensive positions. Joe Inwood is in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv.
What we've seen is a gradual process of Russian forces pushing in, Ukrainian forces generally withdrawing either under fire, but sometimes they say in a sort of tactical retreat. And what they're doing, it seems, is pulling back towards the river that runs just to the west of the city of Severodonetsk. And what we think the Ukrainians are going to be trying to do is that they're going to try and retreat across the river and use that river as a natural defensive position. We've seen in this conflict that river crossings are incredibly dangerous, that the Russians lost an entire battalion tactical group in one failed river crossing. And so I think what we're going to see is that as the new Ukrainian strategy.
The Ukrainian president has warned that divisions in Europe will create opportunities for Russia, which he said is already controlling a fifth of his country. Elsewhere, EU ambassadors are meeting in Brussels today after Hungary raised further objections to the latest sanctions package against Russia that was agreed earlier this week. At a previous summit, Hungary raised objections about banning imports of Russian oil and won major concessions. Now it is objecting to the inclusion on the list of Patriarch Kirill, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church and a supporter of President Putin's war on Ukraine. Senior officials have told the BBC that the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban didn't object to the Patriarch being included on the sanctions list at the earlier EU summit. A spokesperson for the Polish government, Piotr Miller, called on Hungary to withdraw its objection to allow the package to pass.
Our position is clear. This attitude of Hungary, despite the fact that the decisions of the European Council summit were adopted, worries us because the framework of the sixth package of sanctions, which includes crude oil, has been accepted. For us, it's very important to cut off these main sources of financing for Russia, and the oil embargo is a very important element of these actions. And that is why we unequivocally appeal to Hungary not to block this process any further.
Meanwhile, there's been further reaction to the United States announcing its intention to supply the Ukrainians with advanced rocket artillery systems. The Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, said the best way to avoid escalation was for Russia to stop its aggression and end the war it started. The Kremlin accused Washington of adding fuel to the fire. A former Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs under former President George W. Bush, Mark Kimmett, told the BBC that the supply of new weapons would not bring the war to an end quicker.
They certainly won't change the game, but they may slow down this initiative that we're now seeing on the part of the Russians. These weapons will be able to get into the rear lines of the Russians where they're most vulnerable and where they will need to continue their logistics and their artillery if they want to continue this assault. So hopefully these weapons will allow the Ukrainians to fire deep into these echelons and slow and possibly reverse the Russian assault.
We end with a tiny bit of good news for Ukraine and about Ukraine. The country's football team have won a crucial World Cup qualifier that was postponed because of the Russian invasion. The Blue and Yellows beat Scotland 3-1 in Glasgow. It means Ukraine could still make it to the World Cup if they beat Wales on Sunday. Reactions have been emotional.
We're very proud of our boys. It was a great performance from them. Impressive performance. Very happy for them. Next game is in Wales, so we hope we're going to do the same.
It's very important for everybody because we're all living in stress for days, for almost 100 days. So every win is a positive emotion which brings us to a victory, which helps us to wake up in the morning and achieve more, to make a difference, to volunteer in, to support our army, to support our country.
We're also really happy because Ukraine win. And we also thank you, that Scottish people are really kind for us and say happy with us.
It was a great performance. Scottish team, very good, very good. But Ukrainian team have Scottish spirit, and our spirit is like the same. But for the moment, because we have the war right now, we need to survive. We need to show the world, our human being, how we strong.
I don't know what to do, and I'm so happy because we won, and you know we can be happy.
Those are the latest developments on day 99 of Russia's invasion. I'm Eleanor Smallwood at the BBC.